Hey guys, today's another mashup where we found some important clips on the internet. We thought they'd be good for you. We're giving credit where credit's due. Listen to this one today and find extreme value outside of what we're able to offer at Street Cop Training. 111-110.
Try to do as much good possible as efficiently as possible. And that efficiency thing is really fun if you guys who are listening are out for a challenge. Like, one of the things that you can, I think this heightens the meaning in your life, is to try to do difficult things, right? Aim high. Don't aim so damn high you can't manage it, and make sure you break down your aims into reasonably attainable sub-goals, but you want to aim high, and then you want to see how hyper-efficient you can get. That's a great thing to do in your early 20s, is to see, okay, like, discipline yourself. You think, okay, how much work can I do if I load myself right to the maximum? How far can I work? How hard can I work until I exhaust myself? And then you back off, obviously, because the optimal amount of working, productive engagement, let's say, is that which is sustainable across decades. So you have to learn that, but you don't learn that without stretching yourself to your limits to begin with. And, you know, if your life isn't everything it could be, and if you're suffering from an excess of meaninglessness, well, it means you're not oriented in the world of chaos and order properly. It's like you could learn to discipline yourself. Look, figure out what it is that you need to do and that you want to do, and then see how efficient you can get. Because one of the things that's quite fun is to figure out, if you have a task, I always tell my graduate students this, if they're doing an experiment too, if you have a task that you have to do, it's really interesting to spend a few minutes, sometimes hours, depending on how long the task is, see if you can figure out how to do it from 5 to 10 times faster. It means you'll have to rearrange the way you think about it, but you can often do it. And that's how extremely productive people get so hyper-efficient. You know, sometimes it means you have to delegate. Sometimes it means you have to bring other people aboard. That's delegation as well, I suppose. But there's a lot of preconceptions that you hold about who you are and who the world is that you could dispense with that would make you a way more efficient actor in the world.
If you want to be an anomaly, you have to act like one. Like, people want all these special things to happen, but then they're acting like everybody else. It's just an incredible time, and I think the way people look at the world right now, because it's such an incredible time, is actually the quickest tell to who they are. If you think it sucks and it's bad, you have losing pessimistic DNA. And if you think it's awesome and phenomenal, you have optimistic winning DNA. My lack of interest in complaining is so high. And when I watch what people complain about, it breaks my heart because they completely lack perspective. And I genuinely believe my happiness and optimism comes from my perspective. There's so many people that are talking about how big of an entrepreneur they're gonna be and how much they're gonna achieve, and they don't work on weekends. You know, I worked every Saturday of my 20s. Like, and I talk to 20-year-old entrepreneurs every single day. Lately, I've been saying to them, this Saturday, you're gonna have more time off than I've had in my entire 20s. So, like, before you tell me how you're gonna be bigger than me, start thinking about what you're actually doing.
Right.
I think positivity and good is practical advice to building an empire. And I want to be the poster child of the person that built the biggest, baddest empire and did it by being a good dude along the way. I plan to instill kindness into my kids. I plan on instilling perspective into my kids. I plan in instilling just being a good human being, right? Like, I don't need them to be an entrepreneur. I don't need them to make me proud. They don't need to go to Harvard. They don't need to do shit. They need to be themselves, all in, and they need to be kind, and I'm good. I don't judge myself. I'm fully in love with myself. But I'm also fully in love with everybody else too. It goes both ways. Like, I tell people to buy into me, that work for me, it's because I buy into them first. I don't need anybody to gain trust with me. It's there. The reality is that it's just never been better to be a human being. That's just the truth. That's just data. That's reality.
Take action. Not hasty if it isn't required, but don't lose much time. Here's the time to act. When the idea is hot and the emotion is strong. That's the time to act. You say, Mr. Ron, I'd like to have a library like yours. See if you feel strong about that. What you got to do is get the first book and then get the second book. before the feeling passes and before the idea gets dim. Action pronto, action immediate, action as soon as possible. Because if you don't, here's what happens. We call it the law of diminishing intent. We intend to when the idea strikes us. We intend to when the emotion is high. But now if you don't translate that into action fairly soon, now the intent starts to diminish, diminish, diminish. And a month from now, it's cold. A year from now, it can't be found. So act. Set up a discipline when the emotions are high and the idea is strong and clear and powerful. That's the time to set up the discipline. Somebody talks about good health and you're stirred. Says, right, I need to get a book on nutrition. Get the book before the idea passes and before the emotion gets cold. Go for the book. Start the library. Start the process. Fall on the floor. Do some push-ups. Action. Got to take action. Otherwise, the wisdom is wasted. Otherwise, the emotion soon passes. Unless you put it into a disciplined activity. Capture it. Disciplines is called how to capture the emotion and how to capture the wisdom and translate it into equity. Disciplines. Now, here's what's important about disciplines. All disciplines affect each other. In fact, here's a good philosophical phrase. Everything affects everything else. Nothing stands alone.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Street Cop Training Podcast. If you're finding value in this podcast and you think your other friends need to know about it and should listen to it, let them know. Tell a few people. We don't charge anything for this program. All we ask is that you let other people know.